And yield now to the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Wahlberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to the panelists for being here. Mr. Livingston, you know, we've been, of course, here today talking about failure at seemingly all levels in employee morale and training, et cetera, and the consistent terrible rankings that DHS has. What do you think it's going to take to instill a meaningful change in employee morale?
Leadership. Accountable leadership that gets results, that's consistent, and that is honest. Because right now there's no trust.
Accountable leadership. Go back to that. What does that mean?
Well, right now the value on conformity and silence is greater than integrity and innovation. If we don't have an agile agency that's more focused on the threat and making security the priority, you're not going to get an agency that's going to be agile. And right now, the agency is supposed to be working on the threat. And right now, we're more worried about conformity and silence. So I would tell you, if you don't build trust with the workforce, you're never going to make the morale better.
So this, the results that we're talking about today aren't a surprise to you?
Not in the least bit, sir.
Mr. Brainerd, we've heard of senior positions being filled with unqualified staff, untrained staff, specifically individuals with little or no management or security experience. Can you share your experience in this regard, specifically whether you know of any efforts on the agency to address this issue?
Well, let me give you another example, and there are several. In 2013, an active shooter opened fire at the Los Angeles airport, killed one of our officers, wounded two, wounded a total of seven people. And in response to that, some of our senior leaders, these folks who have a questionable background and certainly lack the security experience necessary, all got together and decided to standardize a checkpoint panic alarm system. And the purpose of the alarm was to press it when there's an imminent threat so our people could have protection from law enforcement at the quickest possible opportunity. So of the 450 airports where they installed those, some 710-plus checkpoints, they installed those alarms. That's great. It's a good security move. The problem is they're all covert alarms. They've got an auto dialer that calls the police department. So if you have a law enforcement officer standing there and you have a situation like you did in New Orleans where a guy comes through the checkpoint chasing our people with a machete, if that officer hadn't been there to take that perpetrator out, several people would have been hurt or possibly killed that day. How do you install 710 alarm systems on a government contract and you forget to put in an audible alarm? We installed the audible alarm in our hub in Wichita, and we put out the specs to other federal security directors nationwide. That in and of itself, when you're talking about the changes that they put into these airports, I mean, there's the rationale behind some of this stuff absolutely makes no sense from a security standpoint. You know, risk-based security is a title that's slapped on everything. And the motto is, from the previous administration, there's never been a risk I wasn't willing to accept. It's like dealing with a financial investor. You give a financial investor $100,000 of your money, and he or she will do things with it they would never do with their own. That's one example of the logic that goes in and the thought process that goes in. One of my counterparts took a survey over a period of 5 months with calls that we have with TSA leadership prior to Mr. Neffinger's arrival. And over a five-month period, there were 147 topics discussed. Not one of them was security-related. They may have talked about playbook, or they may have talked about some security aspect, but it was always a metric driving it. And it was a running joke. This is the priority of that leadership.
Okay, let me jump to another point here. Can you walk us through the process that TSA engages when they are evaluating a potential new hire?
At which level, sir?
At any level. A new hire at management level specifically, but any other. What's the process that TSA walks through?
Well, it varies, sir. You have with officers, obviously, there's an online process, and locally, we're not involved in that. We'll do candidate assessments and so forth. There's a background checks conducted at the federal security director. I don't get a lot of insight into that. At the administrative level, posting it on USA Jobs, whether it's internal and external, people apply for it. And then you have within the SES level, and those are done by the Executive Resource Council at TSA headquarters. The administrator is certainly involved in that decision. It just varies with different components.
Okay. Mr. Rhodes, complaints to leadership at TSA going unacknowledged, ignored, etc. Have you ever heard justification for these complaints not being accepted or reviewed?
No, sir. There's no logical explanation for that.
What explanations have been given?
Precisely, none.
None. None at all.
No contacts, no emails, no Drew, you're nuts. I've got a differing opinion. hey, that's a good idea, nothing.
So it just happens and allowed to happen?
I can't answer that. The only thing I can answer, sir, is I've not been contacted.
Okay.
That's all I can answer.
Thank you. I yield back.
Gentleman from Massachusetts, Mr. Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to thank the witnesses for helping the committee with its work today. In my previous life, I was a union steward and a union president, and then later on a labor lawyer, practicing labor law on behalf of unions. I'm just curious, you know, when I was a steward on the work site, when I had employees that were being treated unfairly, I would take it on myself. That would be my job. I would deal with management and make sure that people were being treated fairly. That way, my workers weren't continually banging heads with management. It was me. And you know, I sort of enjoyed that work, but a lot of people don't.